Welcome, all the gamers, to another All the Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity. Of course, I have thoughts. Thoughts like, what are you guys doing? You haven't found the Easter egg yet. It still hasn't been found. It's still out there. Honestly, looking at the analytics, you guys are still pretty cold. Not anybody even coming close. Although, there's a lot of evidence that there are some people definitely searching for it. But nobody's found it. Now, today, I'm going to be talking about some other hidden eggs in a game. An Easter egg of sorts. An Easter egg involving eggs, because it was something I had thought about to talk about on the Easter egg episode of the podcast, episode 78, which you should go listen to right now if you haven't. But I didn't get around to it because time constraints, unfortunately. There were a lot of things that we could have kept talking about. Seriously, that episode probably could have gone on for another 1 to 2 hours easily. But also, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, drop a hint or two in not only this quick thoughts, but some upcoming ones. So keep an eye out for these. If you're on the lookout for that egg, it still has not been found. You can be the one to go find it. And I'm going to make an announcement here right now. We're not waiting on this. It's happening. I'm going to increase the prize. All right. So I had said $20-$25, you know, depending. I was promising $20 just to be safe. I'm going to bump that up to $50 for this weekend only. Somebody finds the egg this weekend. Let's see. It is it is Saturday, April 23rd, so we'll have throughout until the end of Sunday, April 24th. So sometime, I'm gonna say, like, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning of, like, Monday, my time. Anytime before that. I live on the East Coast. That way, there's a little bit of a buffer there. So anytime before 6 a.m. Eastern time on Monday the 25th, if you find the egg, you get this increased price, unless you want to go with the guest appearance option. But yeah, if you want a little extra incentive to go find that egg, there it is, $50 instead of $20. Of course, if you live internationally, that may not end up being exactly $50, because I'll have to figure out how to make that work if you don't live in the U.S. So that's like $50 is what I'm going with here, obviously, because that's where I live. But, you know, hey, I'm not closing off international listeners from being able to find it. They can. We're just going to have to work with you a little bit more if you're the one that finds it. So I can't promise an exact amount to anyone internationally, but you can still win. It'll be a little bit trickier to make that work, but we can still make it work. Anyway, so the egg that I'm talking about, it's from the game Carnivores 2, released back in 1999, I believe, on the PC. This strange thing. Now, Carnivores, I loved playing the Carnivores games when I was a kid. First played the first game, the first Carnivores game, which also had a really weird, interesting Easter egg. One of the maps had this, like, ruins area in the middle of the map, and had, like, this lava pit around it that you had to, like, jump over this hole in the ground with lava at the bottom. So if you fell in, you were going to die. And it was really easy to miss the jump. And there was only a couple places you could even really realistically make that jump over. But if you went in there, there was this creepy voice that would say something. I don't remember what it said. I don't remember if I even could figure out what it was saying, because it was, like, really deep and kind of almost sounded more like air than a voice. But it was a voice, and it was saying something, and it was strange. So, yeah, there were strange things going on, I can't remember the name of the planet. It's like a series of letters and then numbers or something like that. It's more of like a code name. Like, if you look at stars and planets, exoplanets and stuff that have been discovered, that haven't been given actual names. They'll just, like, throw a number or a series of letters or something. Like a code, more or less. That's kind of what the name of that planet was in the Carnivores games. But in the sequel, there was a really weird Easter egg that I didn't know about until years later because of how it was hidden. In one of the early maps, I think it was one of the early maps, there was a cave, which I only ever really remember stumbling across the cave itself like a couple times. I was like barely even aware of the cave itself. But if you go inside the cave, you can hear this like crackling sound. But a few people who had the right graphics cards would have also stumbled across a bunch of eggs inside this cave. But they didn't look like dinosaur eggs of any, you know, known type. In fact, pretty interesting, because on the Easter egg episode, we, specifically Fishy, had brought up being a big fan of the Alien series. These eggs more or less resembled xenomorph eggs from the Alien franchise, more so than they did dinosaur eggs. And the sounds, if I remember right, were pulled from that movie. So, this strange cave with strange alien eggs that only could be found if you had specific hardware. Only people with a very certain type of graphics card could even find these eggs. Now, I think, I could be wrong, I believe on the mobile mobile game, Carnivores Dinosaur Hunter, something like that, I believe that cave is still there, and you can find the eggs regardless. I think that's the case. I could be wrong on that. So you don't need, like, a specific phone or something like that. But in the original game, you needed a specific graphics card. Now, these days, there are ways to get around that. You can kind of emulate having the specific graphics card without actually having it, and make the game think you do, and then get the eggs to show up that way. So there are ways around that now, but can you imagine if somebody did that now, made an Easter egg in a game that would only appear if you had a certain type of hardware, like certain, you know, whatever, a certain processor or something installed in physically in your computer. Can you imagine if somebody did that these days? Like, there would be an absolute uproar about it. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. But I feel like it wouldn't go over well. But, you know, back then, like, this really obscure thing that, honestly, most people probably didn't know about until years later. You listening to this, there's a strong chance you didn't know about this at all, because I certainly didn't know about it for a very long time. If it wasn't for my strange obsession with these games that I used to be a big fan of, then I probably still wouldn't know about it. So, anyway, there are some thoughts for you to think on, but real quick, as far as the All the Gaming Easter egg, there's a little bit of a hint. If you're listening back to episode 78, the Easter egg episode, pay close attention to the words that I say. You will notice in that episode that I had mentioned talking about that specific thing as a possible Quick Thoughts episode. Now, on the previous Quick Thoughts, I mentioned how I was going to try to move away from just doing gaming news stuff on Quick Thoughts. But that episode came out before I did that Quick Thoughts. So there's some evidence that I was thinking about making that change prior to officially making that change. But anyway, there's some other things you might notice about that segment if you pay close attention on what I say a certain thing is, and then what it ends up being if you're knowledgeable about the egg itself. And I'm just saying, use that information because it could help lead you to the actual episode where the egg is. Just use your brain here. You might be able to find an extra hint within the episode itself if you pay close enough attention. So, use that information. Go find the egg and let's see if you can win $50 here for, you know, a gaming gift card for a storefront of your choosing. Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, maybe even a game specific one. We'll have to, I'll work that out with the winner. Okay. Whatever prize I'll work it out with whoever wins. All right. Like I said, internationally, you can still win too, but we'll have to figure that out when we get there. I know there are ways to do it. It might be a little complicated. It might take some time even, but we'll get there. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Go check out all of our past episodes. Go listen to all of them, because you might need to if you're going to look for that egg. Every single episode of the podcast, you might just have to start from episode one and listen to all of them. Episode one's not great. It hasn't aged well, but you should go back and listen to it anyway, just to see how far this podcast has come since then. Anyway, go do that. Go follow us on Twitter at AllTheGaming1. Like our Facebook page. Come join our Facebook group. Come join our Discord server. Come join in on the discussion. It'll be fun, like listening to this, except you can participate. And you can kind of participate in a way with listening here anyway if you're looking for the egg. I mean, you're actively looking for something. So that is kind of a level of participation if you think about it. But anyway, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.